This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A judge in Texas has blocked, for now, new Obama administration rules that would have made a lot more employees eligible for overtime pay. They were supposed to go into effect a week from tomorrow, December 1st. It's a victory for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and a setback for a signature Obama initiative to help middle-class workers. From our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
At issue are new regulations that would double the salary threshold under which white-collar workers are entitled to overtime pay to $47,476 a year. Government lawyers say they're now considering their legal options, but Ross Eisenbray at the Progressive Economic Policy Institute says the judge's nationwide injunction may simply run out the clock.
The question is, how soon can it be reversed? Will the Trump administration end up defending the rule? If this case is still pending when President Trump takes office in January.
Given Republicans and business groups' bitter opposition, that appears unlikely. Meanwhile, many employers have already told employees they'll be getting raises or overtime pay. Kerry Lear, a human resources consultant in Portland, is advising employers to consider
the morale of their employees. Have they communicated these changes, and are their employees really expecting that and looking forward to that? Will that be a hit to morale if these changes aren't made?
Some major employers, like Walmart, have already raised salaries of mid-level managers to comply with the new rules. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.